like a few minutes.
I'm gonna
to
yeah.
Play it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not even on there yet. That's so funny. Crusader for Christ. All right, hopefully you can hear me okay. I know you're all just coming on. Zerubbabel. Well, that's quite a name. It's my nickname. No, no. Oh, you need the password. Yeah. Zerubbabel. Rebuild the temple. It's my middle name, I think. Zerubbabel. Hello, Carl. I see you're back. At least we believe your name is Carl. And Carl from Parts Unknown. Zerubbabel Woldy. Boy, I hope you're not a scammer, Zerubbabel, and you're not going to spam my page and make a mess today. Poster, I'm in school. Oh, pastor. Maybe that's what he meant. We're still watching, Crusader. Evening, big whale. Evening, big whale. I don't have a meet and greet. I'm not cool enough to have a meet and greet. Nobody wants to meet me. just to shoot me, probably. Get him. We finally got him. You'd be surprised. I could tell you all stories.
It's at the airport when you
but I won't. Rhino line. Ryan Jacobson, Rhino line. You want to preach in school now? You might get kicked out for that. Becca, scared of chipmunk. Brandon Swanson. Let's see. All right.
It's going to smell when we open it up. It's going to hurt. Open it up, it's going to ooze. And if we open it up, it's going to leak. And if we open it up, it's going to smell when we open it up. It's going to hurt. But if we don't open it up, if we don't open it up, it won't get better. It won't get better. It'll just stay bitter. And if it stays bitter, it won't get better. It'll stay bitter. It'll stay bitter and resentful and angry because no.
If we don't open it up, it'll stay bitter. It'll stay bitter and it won't get better. It'll be bitter, badder. If we open it up, it's going to ooze. That's what happens on Friday. If we open it up, it's going to ooze. Right? Mm-hmm. He sounds weird. Well, he is weird. He's a charismatic. They all sound weird. But I'm going to have I have to use these clips from these charismatic guys. I'm going to put like three or four of these into my opening. I'm going to have a little intro that I open with, and I'm going to use sound bites from Street Preaching and sound bites from people like that. And we're going to we're going to use all those and put them all together. And try not to laugh too hard over it. Right? All right. Well, we're giving people some time to get on here. I'm late today. I wanted to start at 11, but I ran out of time. I needed to pray and I got a later start than I wanted to today, but that's okay. They're all going to make some big money. Well, you know, I know what I was going to put in here. You know, here's the thing. Kind of related to the charismatic Pentecostal topic, find the video of the funeral of the guy who wrote the Chili's baby back rib jingle. It's older, but will make you laugh. Jason, that's kind of weird.
Oh, Lee was singing that one time.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
So this is what we need to have with TD Jakes?
No. I live at Sebastian Bay. It is called the Whale Nursery of South Africa. That is why my pseudonym is Big Whale. Oh, I see Big Whale. That's one whale of a tale. All right. That's my lame joke for the day. 39 people on. We're getting there. We're getting there. Let's see here. I better get some things ready over here while I'm waiting for some more people to get on here. Oh boy, that's a gross one. Okay, let's see. You know, I really think it's...
Got it.
Get out of there. What's going on here?
Brock? Get decked. Get organized.
Whatever that means. You know, if we don't open it up, it won't get better. If we open it up, it'll get better. My sound is not too low. I was whispering. Yeah. I was purposely hiding things from you, Carl Winters, so you could go back and you could make something up and think that there was a conspiracy against you. Did that on purpose. All right, so I was talking low. Now I'll talk loud. I was mumbling to myself. That's why. I think that was why anyway. Can't you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think you're all hard of hearing.
Yeah, and you need earbuds.
Do you need earbuds or something? Or do you need your ears examined? You people always have bad ears. Piper's Fund said that they can hear me just fine. What's up, Pastor? Finally caught a light. What's up, Wayne?
Yo, Wayne.
Yo, Wayne. That's Wayne C. Good morning. Where do some people get some of these names? I'm sure, Wayne, that's your real name. But like Piper's Fun, Colin Anderson... High capacity shovel. What does that even mean? What does high capacity shovel even mean? Jacob. I just have to talk louder when it's farther away. I got to make sure that's what's going on. Or it's just that, or we'll move it in. Whoa. Now it's like right in my face. Okay, now can you hear me? Is that better, kids? Look, I think it's Pastor Paula time. That's what I think it is. I wish I had a little jingle for Pastor Paula time. I need like an apostasy kind of Jezebel witchy music for Pastor Paula time. I got it. It's Pastor Paula time. So we're going to talk about Pastor Paula here. And Pastor Paula, mad at John MacArthur. Well, she's not mad. I want to show you, this isn't really about John MacArthur. This is about, like, her answer, right? She was asked about this, but she's, now remember, she's the president's pastor. So, you got this straight up harlot married to the guy from, oh, what's his name again? Don't Stop Believin'. Oh, no. Most horrible song in the whole world. I forget who sang it. I can't remember. Somebody help me. Journey. Well, she looks creepy because her face is plastic. And she's got Botox everywhere. She said she's been in the ministry for 35 years, since she was 18. So if you take 18 plus 35, what do you come up with? 53. Does that look like a 53-year-old woman to you? No. I don't know any 53-year-old woman that looks like that. Right? So, let's listen in to Pastor Paula. Let's see what she says about Donald Trump, which I think is interesting. By the way, I'm going to follow it up with another article dealing with, this is the apostasy that we're dealing with. This is what it's come to. Whatever is acceptable. I mean, Kanye West is all part of this because not this directly, but the whole spirit that's behind all this. You disagree with what? Elijah fully disagrees. What do you disagree with, Elijah? I don't know. Anyway, so are you ready?
Well, Pastor Paula White Cain is a spiritual advisor to President Trump.
Okay, first of all, let's just correct this. Pastor Paula. Let's just remember that there are no female pastors in the Bible. None were ordained. None were laid. Because the qualification of a bishop is what? That he must be the husband of one wife. I'm not doing a soundbite. This is an entire video. This is her interview. Okay. Let's see. Ulster says soundbites rarely tell the truth. Well, Paula's whole life tells the truth. She's in rebellion, the Bible says very clearly. Very, very clearly. That the bishop is to be the husband of one wife. How do you argue with the Bible? I know how. You're apostate, that's how.
Host of Paula White Today and author of the new book, Something Greater. And Paula joins us now. Paula, great to see you and congratulations on this new book.
Thank you so much, Jenna. It is always wonderful to be with you. I am super pumped about it. Something greater.
Well, the subtitle.
It's exciting.
Yeah, the subtitle is Finding Triumph Over Trials. Paula, talk about why you decided to write this book.
I thought it was time. I felt that there was something that I had to say It really was not just my story. It's my memoir, but it's God's story. God's story of his grace, his redemption, his goodness, his restoration. And it's all of our story. And it was the most difficult thing I've ever done, but also the most rewarding. And so something greater is not necessarily a bigger house, a bigger car, a better job. No, something greater is ecclesia.
Well, what's really weird about that is her whole ministry has been built on making money. And if you remember right, in 2017, she was like, send this amount of money and you're going to sow your seed and you're going to be blessed. So to kind of change that and walk away from that without any repentance in that, I mean, it's really a joke.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that God has put eternity in our heart, a divine sense of purpose. And so when you're going through difficult moments or you find yourself in a season in your life that you feel like, God, where are you? Or isn't there more? Or why is this happening to me? Or the tragedies, the trials of life and walking through as a believer, God is a covenant-keeping God. He will not alter his covenant. And on the other side, and it took me 9 years to write, 2 years actually of writing, because I felt like I had to land some things. And in landing those things, I can say, yes, God does have something greater. There's why there's that pull in you. And if you don't quit on God, God never quits on you.
Paula, today you reach millions.
Well, listen, let's back up here. No, God never quits on you. That's why you don't quit on God. The Bible says, let's go to Hebrew. Let me show you something here. We'll get back to that video in a second here. But I want you to understand something. Let's see. Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. So we lay out the weights and the sins, looking unto Jesus. Hold on, let me back up. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. When I come back from vacation, I'm going to be preaching this message, Lord willing, running with patience. And there's two thoughts with patience that I want you to understand. There's more than one definition of patience. The all-encompassing definition of patience is more than just forbearing some things and being a passive forbearance of things that we go through in this life. All right, it's more than that. It's more than a passive forbearance. That's one side of it, that we suffer long with things, that we forbear all of our afflictions, all of our pains, all of our sufferings, all of our sorrows, and we count it. But dung that we may win Christ. But the second part of that is perseverance. That's part of patience, is perseverance. And it is God that gives us the perseverance. And how we get that is this. We get that by trusting in the power of the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, be strong in the Lord, in Ephesians chapter 6, and the power of his might. That's how God breathes into us endurance for the race. God gives us endurance. So the violent take it by force, but we do it because we're kept by the power of God. It is not my holding on to God. It is God's holding on to me. Now, yes, I've got to hold on, but I'm not able to hold on unless God holds on to me. Do you understand that? So understand that there's more to it than just, and it's funny because I just started studying this week, and I wasn't even planning on talking about that right now, but the Lord knows. So it's just, if you don't give up on God, he won't give up on you. No, thank God that he doesn't give up on us when we do give up, when we do faint, right? What does the Bible say? It says he giveth. I don't know where that verse is. Power to the faint, I think it's called. Power to... Here it is. Isaiah 40:29. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might. Them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The source of all strength is the Lord. The source of all strength. How many... Ulstra 1690 wants to start an argument with me and ask me, how many 53-year-olds do you know? Well, seeing how I'm 43, quite a few. I've been around just a little bit of time. So probably quite a few 53-year-olds. But you're looking for an argument, so that's why you came over here. You want to have an argument with me. Why? Okay, so let's dissect this. And I know some people don't like it, and if you don't like it, click, turn the channel. This is me. This is who I am, okay? I don't back off. I don't back off, and I do interact with people. And when somebody has that, no, there are no female there it is. There it is. Hello, hello, hello. What happened? Right there. The Jezebel spirit. There it is, folks. There it is. Jezzy rearing her ugly head comes up in the comment section. I'm telling you, when you're an Elijah, when you're a Jehu, the Jezebels are around and they can't take it. The claws come out. Oh, no, they're not trolling. That's a Jez right there. That is a Jez right there. That's what that is. That is a Jezebel that gets mad. And I'm going to tell you something. God never called a woman to preach. God never called a woman to pastor. Women are to be silent in the church. It is not permitted for them to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And I'm telling you, you'll see the fangs come out when you start talking about that.
On TV and online. And I have to ask you, so Pastor John MacArthur, he's come under fire in recent days for his comments about women and their role in the church. And he told Beth, or he said that Beth Moore should go home.
And I too believe Beth Moore should go home. I too believe that Beth Moore should be in the cookie making business. I too believe that she should be barefoot in the kitchen. I too believe that she should be making beds. I too believe that she should be taking care of her husband. I too believe that she should be changing diapers of her grandbabies. I too believe that she should be home. I too believe that she should shut her mouth. I believe all of those things. Why? Because John MacArthur says it? No. Because Jesus Christ said it. Because the Word of God says it.
What are your thoughts and what's your reaction to...
What are your thoughts? Now, can you notice something? What are we looking at here, kids? Let me ask you a question here. Now, come on. Okay, now it's time for interaction. Interaction Friday. Here we go. Who's ready for Interaction Friday? Okay, here we go. What do we notice about this screen here? What do we notice about this screen here? That's true, Katie Porter. That's true. What do we notice about this screen? We have two women. We have two women here. That's what we noticed. Does anybody else notice that? I hope you notice they're women. They're not trannies. They don't have Adam's apples, okay? So just chill out, everybody. Oh, no. Stop it with the whole tranny thing. I think you people drive trains. That's what I think. Tranny trains. Not everybody's a tranny. Exactly. They're both women. Now listen to what was said and let me see if you can understand what I'm getting at here.
In the church. And he told Beth, or he said that Beth Moore should go home.
Now, what the only thing that would have made John MacArthur's comments better would if he said that she should be barefoot pregnant in the kitchen making cookies. Now that's what I would have said. But that's why he's a big star and I'm not.
He's a star, you got the scars.
He's a star and I got the scars, that's right. You people that think everybody is a tranny, you really need to stop watching YouTube videos so much, all right? Videos that examine Adam's apples, okay? Please stop doing that. Please stop watching weird videos. Stop being weird. Stop it. Or I'm going to play the Bob Newhart clip for you. Stop it. Okay. So I want you to notice something here.
What are your thoughts and what's your reaction to his comments?
Okay. What did she ask her? No, I don't care about the way they look. What did she just ask her? What was the question that she just asked her? I'll give you some time to come up with it. What did she just ask her? Anybody know? I know there's a lag here, what, like 20, 30 seconds, so I'll give you some time. I should be playing my awesome Jeopardy music. Exactly. What are your thoughts? Thoughts, not Bible. Notice what she didn't ask her. Paula, what does the Word of God say about pastors? What does the Word of God say? She asked her, what are your thoughts towards what John MacArthur said? Is that what really, is that like? Exactly, Katie Porter, exactly. Like, what are your thoughts about this? What are your feelings about this? How do you feel about this? That's what she just asked her. How do you feel about this? Is that the right question to ask? You know, Martin Lloyd-Jones said something, and it stuck with me through a lot of trials that I've had over the last year and a half. And I read his book, Spiritual Depression, and he said something. When we come to the Bible and we come to a doctor of the scriptures, we do not come to it and ask, what do I feel about this? No. But we ask, what do I believe about this? Do you understand? It is not what you feel about it. It's what the Word of God says about it. So like the doctrine of salvation, if you're having doubts and fears about that, no, it's not about how you feel. What do you believe? Well, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in his shed blood. I believe in what he did for me on Calvary. I believe that he changes men and makes them new creatures. I believe he changed me and made me a new creature almost 18 years ago. I believe what God's Word says. Well, how do you feel about that? Well, that's irrelevant. Because someday you're going to drink too much coffee and feel really nervous. Someday you might go through depression and not feel anything at all. Right? I'll tell you what God's done to me. He's allowed me to have anxiety and depression, so I don't trust my feelings. I'm going to tell you that. So I don't trust my senses, but I trust exactly what God wrote in his Word. Because it's a form of trusting in the arm of flesh. And when you first get saved, you don't know anything about no work salvation. You don't know anything about anything. but you just know you're lost, dead, you're going to die and go to hell. Right? You don't know what a work salvation is. Somebody has to tell you about that. You know your good works won't get you to heaven. You may have tried it, but you don't understand anything about that for the most part. What you do know is you're lost and dead in sins. Right? That's what you do know. And you need Jesus Christ to save your soul. Well, after you get saved, time goes by and things happen and God gives you strength and builds you and does things. And you know what? You start trusting your feelings and, well, you don't realize you're even doing it. Or you start trusting in the arm of flesh. And then the Lord takes those comfortable feelings away. He might put you in the dark for a while. I know what that's like. I've been there. To try you. He sticks you in the furnace. I've been in there for a while. I know what it's like. But we have to keep trusting God no matter what we feel, no matter what anxiety we have. One thing I've learned that God's teaching me, I shouldn't say I've learned it, I'm learning it. One thing is to serve God with a thorn. I never had any before like that. I had outward enemies. I had mighty enemies that came against me. Oh, did I ever. I've had people, but you know what? God conquered all of my enemies. None of them could move me. But God allowed other afflictions and trials inwardly. I know I had a wrestling with the devil, and it left a thorn in my flesh. And anxiety and depression is part of that. And they rear their ugly heads at times. And so we can't trust the way we feel about something. We have to trust what God says. Amen? We have to trust the Lord, not the way we feel. Amen.
Well, first off, I'm such a person that believes in unifying the body of Christ. I know what it is to be on the brunt. I've been doing this for 35 years in ministry, so I know what it is for people to make all kind of slanderous remarks, to make all kinds of, not saying that what he says, because that's his conviction, but saying that I know what it is.
Well, it's not his conviction. It's what the Bible says. It's what God's word says. It isn't just his conviction. Sure, it's his conviction, but it's not based on that. It's based on what God's word says.
To have malice and lies and everything all around me. And so I pray for people. I really do. I pray for John MacArthur. I pray for that God would tender his heart. I pray that he'd have eyes.
So why is his heart not tender? Because he tells you that. And by the way, this is not a defense of John MacArthur. I want you to understand that. I'm not defending John MacArthur. I have many disagreements with him. It's the point. So if somebody rebukes you for not being biblical in your stand, right? If anyone rebukes you, then they're not right. Then they don't have a tender heart. They have to receive. They have to receive exactly what you're saying. Do you see that's what she's saying? What is that? That's emotional manipulation. That's what it is. Yeah, it's compromising. Okay, so let me give you another example. Olstra 1690, the Jezebel on the chat. The leather-tongued Jezebel on the chat that makes statements like, praise the Lord that Jesus affirmed women rather than putting them down. See, she's making the same point. She has that same Jezebel spirit of whoredom, harlotry spirit. She has the same spirit as Paula White. It's the whore spirit. Do you understand that? So I'm saying it very plainly to you. I want you to understand. That person on that chat has the whore spirit. That's what that is. That's what that is. And that's why they're mad I'm talking about this. That spirit doesn't like it. Doesn't like it at all.
Eyes of understanding. You know, God is a perfect God. And in Psalm 139, it says that He's the one that knit us in our mother's womb. He's the one that formed us. And God obviously knew to create me as a woman. I never called myself into ministry.
Okay, see that? So she didn't test the call of God by the word of God, whether she was qualified or not. She just says that God called her into the ministry. So God called her to pastor, irrespective of the fact that not one woman was ever ordained. Right? Irregardless of the fact that not one woman was ever ordained, Jesus had no female apostles. Paul ordained no women to the office of a bishop. Paul laid down the qualifications of the office of bishop and Ulster 1690 as the spirit of a whore. Just like Paula White, they have the same spirit. The spirit of a harlot. That Jezebel, whorish spirit.
God called me when I was 18 years old to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. So I've preached the gospel.
You are now President Trump's spiritual advisor. Paula, how did you meet Donald Trump?
So a woman is the spiritual advisor of the President of the United States. Right? A woman is the advisor to the President of the United States. No, Ulster 1690, I'm judging you. You have the spirit of a whore. I'm definitely judging you. I'm judging you very plainly, very clearly, very outspokenly, very like with no uncertain circumstances. I think you're a Jezebel. I think you have the spirit of a whore. And I think Satan sent you over here. And I think you came onto this thread because you're led by the spirit of Antichrist. And I think you're a false Jezebel. That's in Revelation. I think you're that person. That's who I think you are.
Years ago, I received this call out of the blue, and they put Mr. Trump on the line. I often laughed and say, if the apprentice was out, I would probably said, you're fired, because we were playing around. I'm like, yeah, sure, Mr. Trump's on the line, you know?
Yeah.
And we had fun. And so, sure enough, I get on, and that distinguished voice said, you've got the it factor. And I said, sir, we call that the anointing. And he begins to repeat to me almost verbatim three of my sermons on value.
So Donald Trump said, you have the it factor. And what he meant by that was, is that she had something that he wanted. And she says, that's the anointing. That's the anointer. So she had some magic that he needed to get his hands on. She had some mojo that he needed to get his hands on. Sir, we call that the Noiton. Is that like a sexual reference when you say the spirit of whoredom or like a metaphor? Wayne C. asked me. Well, the Bible says it's the spirit of whoredoms. Babylon. Says it's the spirit of a whore. The well-favored harlot. Spiritually. Who knows about physically? I don't know, but the two usually go hand in hand.
Your vision. And I thought to myself, man, he listens better than most of my congregation. Jenna was pretty wild, and so one thing led to another. He began to tell me about his background, how he was confirmed Presbyterian, and would go to Saturday school and Sunday school, and his mother was a very godly woman and a praying woman, strong Christian, and how they...
So then all these devils are laying hands on Donald Trump. This is great. Paul is laying hands on Trump. This is great, man. You know, this is good, man. This can't be bad at all.
They went to Norman Vincent Peale's church.
You know, many evangelical leaders and those.
Yeah, what do you think about Norman Vincent Peale? Well, he's an apostate. I mean, he was an apostate. He was a witch, is what he was. His power of positive thinking.
Voters are unhappy with his decision regarding the Kurds in Turkey. What's been your counsel to him on that? And do you think that he understands the concern that a lot of evangelicals have there?
He listens so openly. There have been many calls that have been one-on-one calls, not only with the president, with Security Council. And I really want people to know this, that, President has a good team of decision makers around him. Part of those decision makers are Secretary Pompeo, Vice President Pence, Ambassador at Large Sam Brownback. And there are things that I know none of us will ever know when they're making these very difficult decisions. Difficult decisions. It is something he campaigned on, and it's something that we have to continue and pray for the wisdom of God, and that God would lead our president and lead all those that are involved in that decision-making process. There are a lot of complexities. There are a lot of things that we can't get in a two-second soundbite or on a two-hour programming. There are a lot of people that don't understand worldwide issues or what's happening at home. And so I encourage you, pray for our president. We are admonished to in the Word of God. We're admonished to, and those are very important, no matter what the circumstance and situation is.
Okay, well, Paula told you, pray for him. Now, God's Word says for us to pray for him, and we understand that. But we also know what spirit they're about. Don't we? Okay, so next article, what I want to cover quickly about that. Let's see, that's not the one. This one. This one made somebody mad. I talked to a guy on Facebook posted this, and then he got very angry with me when I said, well, I don't think he's in good hands. He's in Paula White's hands. He posted a post with this on it, and he goes, the president is in very good hands. I was like, Paula White's not good hands. Several faith leaders, including noble conservative Christian evangelical pastors, held an informal meeting with President Trump at the White House this week. White House Press Secretary Jud Deer released a statement confirming that the president met with religious leaders Tuesday morning. President Trump met with faith leaders this morning in the Roosevelt Room. Now listen to who was there. Participants at the meeting include Paula White Kane, former Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, got that spirit of Jesse all over the place, American Values President Gary Bauer, Dr. James Dobson, focus on your own family, Free Chapel Senior Pastor Jenison Franklin, Preston Baptist Church Senior Pastor Jack Graham, First Baptist Dallas Senior Pastor Robert Jeffries, Harvest Christian Fellowship Senior Pastor Greg Laurie, Tony Perkins. What a weirdo. So anyway, all of these guys and gals met with President Trump, right? Met with President Trump. And these guys laid hands on him, as Paula White right there is laying hands on him. And all of these charismatics they always, in the article, it says they always want to run around and lay hands on him and pray for him. Let's lay hands on you. So they're affecting him more with the Pentecostal spirit, right? Kind of reminds you of this, doesn't it?
Jesus, glory to your name. If we open it up, it's going to ooze, and if we open it up, it's...
Look, if we open it up, it's going to ooze.
It's going to leak, and if we open it up, it's going to smell, and we open it up, it's going to hurt, but if we don't open it up, if we don't open it up, it won't get better. It won't get better. It'll just stay bitter. And if it stays bitter, it won't get better. It'll stay bitter. It'll stay bitter and resentful. And
sounds like an ice cream flavor, bitter batter.
Angry because nobody told you it was going to be like this. And I don't even want to open this up in public because I know how deep it is. But the Lord, while the anointing is passing by, there's too much anointing. And
look, there's too much Hulkamania going on in this room.
This room to minister to everybody else and leave you sitting over there festering and festering and festering and festering. Especially, you said it in a joking.
This is what they must have done to Donald Trump. It must have happened in the Oval Office. We just didn't get to see it.
Wait, but especially when the spirit of suicide hangs around your house trying to get you back. Ow! 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 I call it out!
Oh, right about then the Ultimate Warrior comes jumping off the top rope and elbow drops TD right in the back of the head, man. I call it out! Look, if we open it up, it's going to ooze. That's what you don't understand. But if we don't open it up, it won't get better. And you have the creepy music in the background again. Remember, these are the same people. Now get this. Paula White and TD Jakes are connected. Now, these guys are doing the same thing. This is the same group of people. Oh, the chanting thing makes me want to just like, oh. Look, there's like a second round coming. I don't know if I showed you this, but this is round two. Fight! Get him off! That guy walks too slow. Come on.
You don't get to run. You don't get to hide. You don't get to quit. You don't get to faint. You don't get to do any of that. Because it's not a stage that you prayed for. It's not a building that you prayed for. It's not an opportunity that you prayed for. You've always wanted God to make a man out of you. And he's using the stage to make a man out of you. He's using the building to make a man out of you. He's using the opportunity to make a man out of you. Standing back up on his feet, putting back up on his feet. You're gifted. You're anointed. You've always been gifted because you've been broken.
Watch, here comes the trance. Listen, the mantra.
You've always been gifted because you've been broken. You've always been gifted because you've been broken. And you know how to flow. And you know
you
how
know
to
how to flow. Yo, you know how to flow.
Everybody, and everybody got your gift, but nobody got you. Nobody got you. Nobody got you. They got your gift, but they never got you. They never got you. And God.
Why'd they want you? What'd they want you for?
He's touching you. He's using it to touch you. He's going to make a man.
help TD. TD came in to restore that man. Why? What's the deal with that? Well, it's funny, but the second deal is that this is the same spirit. Remember, Paula White Kane. These are the same people. These are the same people. Here's her.
So everything that has attached itself to you, Gina, everything from your past that has attached itself, that bad credit report, that hurt, come on, that bankruptcy, oh, you aren't hearing, that record, that prison record, whatever has attached itself to you from your past, that money you owe, that energy that you expended, those tears that you cried, that heartache that you went through, everything that is attached itself to you from your past, it says the walls will fall flat. The word fall flat means to be conquered, to be overthrown, to die. Every attachment of your past that tries to get into your future.
Tries to get into your future.
God says, I'm about to cause you to conquer it. I'm about to kill it. It's going to die. It's going to be overthrown. I call forth a divine reversal, divine closure to everything from your past that would try to prevent you from getting to your future. This is your year. You are positioned. You are prepared. You are walking in purpose. You better get ready, because what you think would take 3 to 5 years, I prophesy God is going to do an acceleration. He's going to put resources in your hand.
Man.
He's going to put favor in your hand. Because real power has to do with your network. Real power has to do with what you're connected to. Real power has to do with what you're standing with. You better slap somebody and say, God's getting ready to give me access. He's getting ready to restore my hand. And the people shall ascend up. Every man, every person. There are people in your family that are going to the next level.
What in the world is she talking about? And let me tell you, this is the advisor to the President of the United States. Do you understand now?
Level. Your children are going to be blessed.
Everybody's going to be blessed. It's going to be free chicken and waffles for everybody.
Children's children are going to be blessed simply because God says it's 2014. You're entering into a year of inheritance. You're cooperating with a season. You're obeying the word of God by position.
You're cooperating with a season. Oh, man. You're cooperating with a season. Don't you know it? This is her at TD Jakes' church. This is where she is. This is his channel right here. You're breaking forth, Paula says. You're breaking forth. Check this out. Well, maybe not.
I'm proud to be a woman.
Man, she dresses like a hoe. Thou art loose conference. Women who are sent. That's 6 years ago. Women who are. Did I say loose? Women, the woman thou art loosed. The women thou art loose conference. Okay, well, let's go with this. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Your body is a temple. I leaned over and told Pastor Randy that I love for Donnie to sing hymns. He went into a little bit of standing on the promises. I love to hear him sing hymns. I think hymns are something that we need back in the church. We need them. We need them back in the church. I like all the new stuff. It's wonderful. But never get rid of the hymns. The word hymn comes from the same word that we get hymen. It is meant to break the seal that causes you to go into the womb of worship. And when a hymn is released properly, you go into a womb of worship where births and healings and miracles and deliverance comes. It breaks through the wall of the flesh, and it takes you into the inner sanctum of God's glory and presence.
Okay. So that's preached at Paula White's church, Paula and her husband. That's the, by the way, that's that charismatic spirit that I was telling you about, the spirit of whoredom. That's that spirit. And it ends up manifesting in sexual misconduct. That's that spirit. So anyway, so you understand where Pastor Paula came from, who's advising the President of the United States. By the way, please don't forget that Pastor Paula, about four years ago, was in the Vatican with Benny, meeting with the Pope, and then got caught in a hotel room with Benny. That is the mystery Babylon. That is the spirit of Antichrist. All right? That's what that is, and that's that spirit of whoredoms that your President of the United States has anointing him. Now, I'm purposely throwing this part. Not, I didn't plan it, but it works out good this way. So now I'm purposely going to throw this in here. I want to give you somewhat of an alert here, because what I'm about to show you is disturbing. Maybe I'll wait. Let me see here. Maybe I'll wait for that. Maybe I'll move on to Kanye right now. I'm just undecided. I might wait. Let's talk about Kanye. Let's do that. Now,
searching for
Kanye wrote this song, Jesus Walks, many years ago. Okay?
Walk.
Now he's on this show. Kanye is on this, or on this guy's late night show, okay? And I know we're talking about Kanye again, but there's a lot really that goes into this. I got to find this video that Joshua sent me and click on it real quick. It's in the men's chat, and it was last night he posted it, and it's at the 45-minute mark, and I need to get that. I am going to show you that video, though, after Kanye. No, not that one, the LGBTQ thing. But no, I want to show another video about Kanye and something that he said. I'm taking a lot of flack from people. They're not really happy with me that I'm talking about Kanye, that I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt and all of that. Well, this song was written years ago, and he's changed it and messed with it a little bit. But here he is performing this. Now, I have a question for you. When did late-night talk show hosts like Jesus Christ? When did the world like Jesus Christ? When did late-night talk show hosts think that it was cool to be a born-again believer? When did that happen? Did I miss something? Have I missed something?
The hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the strippers.
Jesus walks with them.
To the victims of...
Jesus doesn't walk with strippers. Do my Baptist friends believe that Jesus walks with strippers? I want to rewind that a little bit. By the way, I'm going to tell you something about Kanye. Let me say this. And this is whoops, I didn't switch that. So I'll switch it here in a second for you. You know, I really want to believe that Kanye is real. I really want to believe that Kanye is real because he has such a likable face and he's just a likable guy. I'm not kidding, okay? I mean that in all sincerity. I feel sorry for him. I know what it's like to have depression and to have, you know, anxiety and go through things and all that. So I like the guy, though. I mean, in that sense, I mean, as a person, he seems like I don't like what he stands for or what he's doing right now. But, I mean, maybe he's legitimately deceived. But the thing is that Jesus doesn't walk with strippers. I don't know what that is.
To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the strippers.
Jesus walks with them.
To the victims of welfare, for we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus walks with them.
Now hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to turn atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teasers, the way Catholic needed reasons. That's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio nieces. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played. Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, I know it take away from my sins. Bring the day that we dream about. Next time we on a plane, everybody screaming out.
Jesus walks.
God, show me the way, because the devil tried to break me down.
Jesus walks.
The only thing that I prayed is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus walks.
And I don't think it's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God. I ain't afraid.
So, why do you, let me ask you a question. Do you believe? Do you believe that Kanye is deceived? Do you believe that he's real? Or do you believe that he's deceived? When I see that, he took a song that he had wrote years ago. Why does the world like this? Why does the world like this? Why are they okay with this? Why aren't they okay with, say, would they be okay with preaching like a straight message against sin, the law of schoolmaster? And why do you assume YouTube's threatening to block my video because of copyrighted material, they said. But I broadcasted their own channel, so I didn't take any copyrighted material. It's theirs. I broadcasted it. So they get their views. I didn't take away from their channel. Anyway, but probably because it's Kanye and it's big on YouTube right now, so they're probably yeah. But I streamed it from their channel. This is their channel. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I personally, I don't know if it's just deception or if he's playing, or if he's actually doing this, if he's deceived or he's actually playing a game. I want to tend to believe that he's playing a game. You know, that this is a satanic game. You know, but because why is this so popular? Like, why do these people like him? I don't think so. These people, there's a lot of people on here that are okay with that. There are a lot of people. It's funny, they keep threatening that the stream's going up. It's going up to like 108. And there's 108 people on here right now. And the stream keeps going up. And they're like, we're going to do it. We're going to cut you off. Anyway. Now, let me see if I can find this other video that Joshua put on. Here it is. Here is the other video.
Chef, now, correct.
I'm going to back this up to about 44. About 44. Okay. Now, again, this is fair use, so quit pinging my line and telling me you're going to cut my stream off. All right? I'm streaming from their channel. I didn't steal anything.
They don't care, though.
Yeah, they don't.
It doesn't matter.
It should matter.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to them. You're still taking from them.
But I'm not. I'm giving them views. They're getting a ton of views. Anyway, whatever. But hey, 111 people are on here, so if I keep going, maybe we'll hit like All right, now. I want you to understand, I want you to see this. Now, something that he said in this interview with Apple Music or Beats One, I think it's Apple Music here, is who he's doing this with. And what he says here is, it sounds awful New Age witchy to me. All right? It sounded New Age witchy to me. So
I had to, you know, pay someone that was older to go to 7-Eleven and buy it. Mm. Now I got friends, they got have kids that are in just out of grammar school and high school that it's completely available. There is no NSFW. I'll load up right now on this computer and I'll load up some things and you'll be like, should that be NSFW
mm-hmm.
or not?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just covering just a bit of it? And you know, there's people, as a God-fearing, married, Christian, innovator, billionaire, founder, no one's going to take my opinion away from me. I've been giving my opinion my whole career. I done killed my career how many times? I'm going to stop giving my opinion now? People, you know how many times people told me my career was over?
Mm.
No one is going to control my opinion. And one of the things where people have been off, let off the hook a bit was this whole, oh, he's crazy. Oh, look at him. He's crazy. That got to mute my opinion for 3-4 years. But it's God has the power. Jesus is the force that brought the sanity back. Let me tell you how I brought some sanity back by following God. When you are... Yo, boo, can you not be on social media literally as you speak?
See how hot it is?
Okay.
But now, pay attention to this right here coming up, because this is what's kind of weird to me, and I definitely don't get it.
There's something else, like just either like focus the energy here or like go somewhere else.
Like focus the energy. That all, it's all New Age mystic talk.
I'm like, or just do it in another room or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to put you on blast. I'm just saying that I'm like, that I, no, but I go into this transcendent state in these interviews.
He said he goes into this transcendent state.
This guy where like, oh, I'm actually reading Larry's mind.
What's Larry thinking?
As you're speaking, I'm actually reading Josh's mind. I'm reading Mr. Boyd's mind, but what happened?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What Christian reads people's minds? What Christian has the ability to read people's minds? I want you to think. Now, listen, I mean, I'm starting to feel bad for this guy. I'll be honest with you, I am. I really am. But listen to what he's saying. Listen to his words. I'm going to back it up. I want you to listen. I know you're over here thinking about it on this thread and everything else, but I want you to listen. Okay, and I also want you to understand something. Oh, man, I don't know if I can explain it to some of you. Kanye is not stupid. Kanye is a genius. He is a genius. That's why he thinks the way that he does, and he's able to for a number of reasons, possibly. Please listen and understand what he's saying.
As we speak.
See how hot it is?
Okay. But just something else, like just either like focus the energy here or like go somewhere else or something, like, or just do it in another room or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to put you on blast. I'm just saying that. I'm like, but I go into this transcendent state in these interviews where, like, all.
She already said, stay there. Let's go. Let's go there.
I'm actually reading Larry's mind.
What's Larry thinking?
As you're speaking, I'm actually reading Josh's mind. I'm reading Mr. Boyd's mind. But what happened, exactly case in point, something on the internet took a distracted Boo's mind. That's what we're talking about when people pray together and you're in a room together and you can think things all the way through when that energy builds up. Because artists are like a lake. We reflect what's in front of us. So if you're in front of an audience and the audience is wider, you might say, everybody throw your hands in the air.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be appropriate if you like came in as one person sitting at the breakfast table and you're like, everybody throw your hands in the air. You're like, look, I'm just one person, bro. There's nobody else around here. But what I'm saying is you are a reflection of your room that you're in.
That's New Age talk. I'm sorry. That's exactly what that is. He didn't find that in the Bible. He didn't find that in any scripture. He didn't find that anywhere like that. It's just, it's New Age talk.
And when you are...
Yeah, you're absorbing that energy, trying to translate that energy and create something great.
Yeah.
You know, I want to, actually, that brings something to mind. When I saw the Pablo tour with the stage, and I watched the way that people moved under it, it felt like a worship. And it felt, the reaction felt like icon and idol worship. It didn't feel like a normal show. And I wonder, now that you're putting your energy into something, channeling it into something bigger than you, how hard that is. Looking back on it with some hindsight, just reflect for a minute how hard it is being on a stage when all that energy is coming at you and you didn't have a place to channel it, like faith.
You exactly. This is the exact point I was making. When you're not serving God, you're serving everyone else. You're serving your ego, you're serving your bank account, you're serving your legacy, you're, you know, serving your wife and kids, which is a good thing to serve. You're serving your management or the people that you're managing. You're serving Hollywood, you're serving your reputation, you're serving the responsibility of your race, you're serving
Yes, Kanye is a genius. He's absolutely a genius. This is how people get deceived by the devil, because they think, oh, he's just reading a script. No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's an absolute genius. That's exactly what he is. And so is Donald Trump. So is Donald Trump. Okay. How do I know Donald Trump is a genius? Okay, I want you to look at me. I want you to look at me and listen real quick. Listen here. Pay attention. How do I know? Because Donald Trump was a playboy, pervert, wicked man. I mean the most wickedest man you could ever imagine. And he got every ham and egger, evangelical, to vote for him and say he was a Christian in a matter of months. He got all of them to forget everything he ever did and everything he ever believed in and stood for and follow him and vote for him because he's a satanic genius. And Kanye West is a satanic genius. He absolutely is. He absolutely is. So my point is that don't underestimate what these guys are doing. I'm telling you. Because it's happening more than you could ever imagine. And it's going to get bigger as we go. The deception is going to grow. That's right. So anyway, you see the New Age. Now, by the way, understand that this was just a few days ago, October 24th. It was a week ago. So this isn't like, well, that's Kanye from like 5 years ago. No, that's Kanye from like 5 days ago. Okay? That's Kanye from like 5 days ago. That's what that is. Understand that. Well, Jeanette, you can disagree with me all you want to. I really don't care. It's my broadcast, and if you don't like what I say, don't stick around. That's the way I am. I'm very blunt about things like that. I'm just telling you, he is a genius. That's why he's made a ton of money. That's why he's a great fashion designer. That's why he's able to do what he's done. That's why he's a billionaire. Not just because he follows a script. Because he has devils in him that have taught him that. And I'm sorry, let me say something to you too. Some of you women are more motivated by your feelings than you are common sense. That's what you're more motivated by. You're more moved by your feelings than you are common sense. I'm going to tell you what, man. People are going to find out when they see. They'll find out. They have no money. Yeah, right. All right. All right, Jeanette. You've been hanging around in Dumbville, and I'm done with you. See ya. I can't stand dumb comments like that. I really can't. No, Kanye don't have any money. No, he don't have no money. He don't have no money. Oh, man. They sound like they're part of the Flat Earth Society, people that say things like that. They've got to be a part of the Flat Earth persuasion. Look, you can disagree with me 1,000. I don't care if you disagree with me. It doesn't matter. I didn't cut her off because she disagrees with me. I want you to understand that. I didn't cut her off because of that. I cut her off because she's saying dumb things that have no basis in reality at all. And by the way, I guess here's the second question that should be asked. Let's ask this question. Should Christians be listening to this music? Should God-fearing people be listening to this music? Should they? Is this the type of music that Christians should be listening to? Ask yourself that question. Should Christians be listening to rap music? Does rap music honor and glorify God? Do you think Christians should be listening to that type of music? Think about that. Do we listen to this type of music? What does it promote? What does rap music promote? The flesh. What is it about? Beats and movements. What? By the way, Kanye talked about that. Oh, man. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it here. Hang on a second. I don't know if this video had it on here. Or I think it's this video has it.
But they ignored it. And they continued to listen and support the artists that promote.
I think it's right here. Let me see if it's on here. I want to remind you of something.
This, just a few talking points. This is Kanye in concert. A few years ago, he would bring what he called Jesus Christ onto the stage with him. And a dude would just dress like white Christ, I guess. It's a white Christ and a black Christ. I don't know. They got all these colors. My Bible said don't make the.
I want to find the video. I don't think it's this one. I don't think it's this one. No, it's not this one.
So if you look at.
It is not this one. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. It might be this one. Let me see.
Watch this. Watch this.
I think it is this one.
I warned you.
That's not the one I'm looking for. I watched one where he is talking.
God.
And G. Craig Lewis had one, and I don't know where it is. But I don't know where it is, but he was talking about it. And what he was talking about was that Kanye was talking about Satan being in charge of music in heaven, and Kanye was explaining what he understood. Okay, he was explaining what he understood about music in heaven and about Satan and about the, and I can't find that video. Okay? But I wish I had it, but I don't, unfortunately. But if I did, I would give it to you and I would show you. No, not that video, Proverbs 31 woman. It's a different one. Was that the video where he does that? Is that the one where he does that? Maybe that is the one. Maybe you're right. Let me see. Let's see. here it is. Let's see. I'm done with this video. Let's see. I think he does show that in the beginning. I think, yep, this is the one.
We're getting calls at the radio station.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. Lisa came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
Yeah, I mean, we were really light on even giving it a name. It's just an idea that we had to open up our hearts and make music that we felt was as pure and as positive as possible. Programming, like what I talked about, the hi-hats, the 808 that usually hits inside of the lowest chakra, which is your sex chakra.
So I cut my fellowshipping short at Magic City.
To go to church.
To go and get me 45 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
To get up and drive out here to be accosted and basically exploited.
Finesse after some money.
And when I sat down, as soon as I sat down, remind you, I tell you, they already raised the offering. Jamal already raised the offering.
Yeah.
When we sat down, there was a whole new agenda.
A whole new agenda, fool.
It was, when me and Tit is up, the two multimillionaires, the actually three counting Tamika, the three multimillionaires on the front row.
Yeah, well,
no. It's like they rung the red bell at the Players Club.
You know what? Bellow,
you dig what I'm saying?
And then you have all the information that one of God's favorite angels that was in charge of music came down and started putting message in it. You know, the devil is also, the angel of music.
Just like that, when someone comes up and says something like, I am a God, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was, a God. I just told you, that's who I think I am.
But TMZ reports their Kanye sources say that he threatened to walk and vented only to his team. The New York Post got hold of his audio in which West compared himself to Stanley Kubrick and Apostle Paul, as in St. Paul.
Bro, by 50%, Stanley Kubrick, Apostle Paul, Apostle Escobar, by 50% more influential than any other human being. Don't with me. By 50%, dead or alive, by 50% for the next 1,000 years. Stanley
Kubrick, yay. We're on an ultra light beam. We're on an ultra light beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
I'm not just a musician. I'm a Christian revolutionary visionary products person. I ain't here to dance for you. I ain't here to do a two-step.
Right.
That's just a piece. That was just my end. And now I want to create. I want to create content. I mean, eventually, 10 years from now, I just want to create for the church, period. I'm Christian. I'm just going to die. I'm designed like the new Sistine Chapel.
Webster's defines affectation as a show, a pretense, or display. Behavior that is assumed rather than natural. Artificiality, a particular habit as of speech or dress adopted to give a false impression. Affectation, this is what God told me, y'all, and I'm going to try to give you this, and we're going to try to close this out. Affectation is planted into a person through some kind of deficit or traumatic experience that makes them feel the need to be proven with their actions or abilities. Rape, molestation, incest, abandonment, neglect, abuse, or talent affirmations, etc. These things make a person, when they happen to a person, the person feels a need to pretend that they're okay and to show others that they're okay. So rather than coming broken, are y'all listening to me? Rather than coming broken, they put on a false identity.
We're here today with...
Okay, well, G. Craig Lewis warned about that years ago. Now, those clips, the older clips of Kanye, were the things that he said. Now, he said he was a Christian artist back in 2015 and that he had planned on doing this. So if you watch all of this, you could see very plainly that this was planned. He said he planned it. Did you see that? Now, did anybody see this, that in 2015, anybody in the comment section?
Yeah, the t-shirts and everything designed and ready to go.
Did anybody see that he, or hear, that he just said that he planned on doing this in 2015? Anybody at all? If that's not enough, there's much more. Okay, here it is. You ready? If I was Pastor Mike, I'd be like, dun, dun, dun. But I'm not, so I won't. Here we go. 2016. Follow it, children. Follow it along, please. 2015, said he was going to do it. 2016, who does he meet with? The Pope. 2016, he meets with the Pope. Okay, here, you ready? Kanye West met with Pope Francis on Tuesday after he was spotted arriving at the Vatican. Listen, please listen. Just days after the rapper was first seen following his hospitalization for exhaustion, Kanye West went to the hospital with a mental breakdown, they say. Now, if it was an MK Ultra breakdown and he was put in the hospital... After an MK Ultra breakdown, right? If he was put in the hospital for an MK Ultra breakdown, then he meets with the Pope?
Yep, start a new chapter.
Do you understand? Am I making sense to anybody here? At all? Anybody out there? Hello? 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 After he was spotted arriving at the Vatican just days after the rapper was first seen following his hospitalization, West was seen walking in wearing a $10,000 rosary around his neck.
Whoa.
A clear sign that he's been considering converting to Catholicism. He was accompanied by an entourage that included the Knights of Columbus. Francis spoke to reporters, telling them that West was a man of God and that he would make a great priest. Francis spoke to reporters telling them that West is a man of God. West did not go into details regarding whether he planned on performing at the next World Youth Day, but later tweeted saying that he talked to Francis about ways to stop the spiritual violence in his native city of Chicago. Though he's not Catholic, finding ways to affect the liturgical change has been heavy on Kanye's mind as of late. The hope is that he will be able to keep the issue of calling traditionalist Catholics rigid fresh on the mind of Francis so that he doesn't say anything dumb like that again. And this coming from a man who says the idiotic things in a single day that most people do in a lifetime. Now, let's make sure. Maybe that's a bunk website, so let's do another. Let's see. Here's from Vanity Fair 2015, the impossible interview. Kanye West speaks with Pope Francis. I don't know if this is real or not. That's probably a joke. But I believe that it is correct that he met with the Pope. It says it on a few different sites. But I'm just looking to make sure I can verify that. Let's see. Let's see. By the way, remember Kim Kardashian had her children baptized at the Vatican, so to speak, of the Armenian Church. So that's the Orthodox people. Let's see. I was just looking to see if there's any more about him going to the Vatican. Kanye visits the Pope. All right, let's see. That's that Eye of the Tiber, which had the other video, actually, of Kanye West being bigger than the Pope that I saw. This was a Mirror article. I'm just floating around here, so just you'll have to excuse me for a minute here. I just want to... Now, Joel Osteen invited Kanye. Let's see. Boy, that's interesting. There's a lot of things out there, but oh my goodness, what a bunch of... Boy, his wife really does dress like a whore, man. Unbelievable. I was just looking around to see if I could find more on that. Kanye West, bigger than the Pope, came out in 2016. Let's see what this is here. Kanye, let's see. Anyway, so apparently Yep, images of Kanye visiting the Pope. Apparently he did. So, anyway, it appears that he did. That's what it says. That's what the article says. So, whether that's true or not, we should find some more verification. But if it's true, which it looks like, it's just another piece of the puzzle. What's that?
I think it's true. There's so many different articles.
Yeah, there's quite a few articles about it. So, I don't know. I wasn't there, obviously. But, no doubt they use it to distract people, but this is more than a distraction. That's what you don't understand. Well, isn't there something else going on? No, this is what's going on. This looks like it might be satire, though. So maybe he didn't actually visit, because this site looks like satire. So it could be satire, okay? I just haven't seen anything else on it. So I just want to caution you that that could be satire, okay? And so keep that in mind. However, we do know one thing, that he visited Donald Trump, and he's friends with Donald Trump, who has connections to all the charismatics, which, you know, we get. So I don't see anything else really about Pope Francis in here with him. So, what does this say here? Let me see this. That's interesting. Anyway, so, you know, maybe it's not true. Maybe he didn't visit the Vatican, but it's good to at least understand that there's a possibility there of it. So I don't have any proof of it, so I'm not gonna say 100%. I do know this. He's yoked up with all the charismatics, and all of those people have. All of those people have visited it. So take it with a grain of salt, because I think that article might be satire. But we do know that Kanye West met with Trump. Very much so. I don't know what this is, Kanye West. Yep, anyway, so, and we know the Pope doesn't get along with Donald Trump outwardly, anyway. But we know inwardly there is. So, throwing off the article, because we don't know if it's true or not, let's go with what we do have, okay? What we do have is that G. Craig Lewis warned us kind of about, and Kanye's own words. I think, Katie Porter, I think the meeting is, I think it was a satire article, because I can't find it anywhere else. If somebody finds it anywhere else, you know, then let me know. But I, as of right now, I'm not going to believe it, because I don't see it anywhere else. I checked on sources before, and I was having a little bit of a hard time finding it. And then I read this, and I watched an article, and then I looked at their news site, and it looks more like satire. So I think it's more like a joke. However, what we do know very plainly is that G. Craig Lewis stated that, or recorded what Kanye West said in 2015, that he had planned this. So he didn't need the Pope or anybody else to plan this. He just needed to be led by the spirit of Antichrist. By the way, remember this. And this was Kanye that said this a few weeks ago. Remember what he said, though.
Sunday service, though. And there's going to be a whole bunch of people calling me like, you ain't supposed to mention that in Sunday service, though. But this something God put on my heart. I got family locked up. And then it'd be pastors that want to talk about, oh, T.D. Jakes said this. He ain't say he wasn't pure to the Bible. But then they can't tell you a black pastor that they like, though. It's a divide in Christianity. That's what I've seen since I've been saved for like 6 months. I'm an early convert. I'm just on stage, like Taylor Swift. I ain't on this video. You know, I'm yay. Here's what I see. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, then you know the gospel. That's the gospel. Don't be telling me Mormons got an extra book and Catholics do that. It's simple. Christians, we be making it too hard for people to come and be involved in this.
So, the other video was satire, it looks like, about the Pope. But this is Kanye's own words. And if this is what he truly believes, then it looks like we see the compromise. It looks like we see what he's kind of about. So think about that. Think about that when it comes to Kanye West. Think about what's being taught. And just weigh the evidence. The article, again, so the Catholic article there wasn't accurate. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it was a joke. But the thing that we do know is that he said that Catholics and Mormons, T.D. Jakes, and everybody all together. Right? All right, let's see here. Let me see here what I'm going to move on to next. Oh, I know what I'm kind of going to move on to. We've been talking about apostasy. Man. I think I'm going to save that. I think I'm going to save that one. I don't think I'm going to show that one. Just because... Yeah, I'm probably going to save it because it's pretty rough, too. And it really shows the true spirit of Halloween and the true spirit of the LGBTQ. I may leave the video off. Well, you know what? I think I am. I think I'm going to... I'll show you the video. I'm just going to show it to you. It'll help you to understand... Hang on a second here. Well, I'm going to show it to you. I'm just not going to put the video on sermon audio. I'll just put the audio on there. Maybe. All I can say is the LGBTQ situation. I don't even know if I got to that today. I might just end it with this here. Let's see. Hang on a second. Let's see here. I don't really want that graphic video. Oh, here's something we can, I can send, I can, we can watch here. This one's probably okay. That one is just very graphic. Now, this is a mother that took her child to this. She dressed this boy up in LGBTQ stuff. She dressed this boy up as a girl, and this drag queen asks her, and you notice how they're programming her, him.
What do you want to be, sweetheart?
You want to be a Spider-Man? Wow. Or a Princess Spider-Man. You never know. You can be anything you want. I'm a drag queen.
A Princess Spider-Man? Think about it. Well, if that's not bad enough for the LGBTQ community, can I show you what they really want to do? It's bad, it's graphic, but I'm going to show you anyway. All right, so I'm going to give you a fair warning here. This is extremely graphic. This is not suitable for children. This is a Halloween costume. This is an outfit. This is what they were about. This is the real LGBTQ community. This is exactly what they want to do. So if there are any children, don't have them watch this. Even though if they watched a horror movie, it's just as bad as this. This is a drag queen, by the way. I'm telling you, this is what they want to do to children. This is what they think about babies, and after they're born, then they just want to pervert them. I'm shutting the volume off so you can't hear it, because the song is psychedelic. Just so you know, this is the song. You notice these people are like laughing about this. This is at a bar. This is not at a children's library thing or whatever. This is a bar. It's a costume party. She rips the head of the baby off. She rips the head of the baby off. Now, that's all I'm going to show you that. It's enough. But I want you to understand something. This is coming. This is what, that's how they feel. That's how evil they are. That's what's in their hearts. That's what's in their hearts. It is what's in their hearts. You got to understand that. That's where this is all headed. I know it's hard to watch. I debated whether I was going to even show it to you. I'm not even going to put that video online on Sermon Audio. I'm just not. I'm just going to put the audio on when I put it on. Just because the video is just... I don't want anybody to see that. That don't on there because it's there's just a different it's a different kind of standard in my opinion. But that's how they feel about children. That's why they don't care if they pervert your children. They do that for real. You're right. They do that for real. That's right. Anyway, so yeah.
Someone said they know that's why they know abortion is murder.
Right, they know they're murdering. They know that that's like what they did there, what that guy was doing there is what's in his heart. There's no natural right, it is cannibal. Oh, by the way, the song that was playing Katy Perry's song or somebody like that, A Cannibal or something. Does anybody know that song? I mean, I don't listen to it probably, but I mean, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like something about a cannibalism or something? A Cannibal or something? Does anybody know that song by, I think it was Katy Perry or somebody like that? If you've heard that song before or know what I'm talking about, put it in the comment section there. If you've heard that, or you know what I'm talking about. It's something about a cannibal or something. Because that's what it is. Okay, it's Katy Perry. Okay, that's what I thought. That song is playing in the background while they're doing this. Mm-hmm. It is very evil. It's very wicked. But God said that these times that we live, these are the times that we live in, and this is what's going to happen. Notice what it says. Maybe it's... Nope, 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That's the spiritual mindset of what's going to go on. But I think it's 2 Timothy 3. Let's go there. Yep. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. You know what that word perilous means? It means dangerous, dark times. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Look at this. Without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That incontinent means they cannot control their sexual desires. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. They're wizards. That's the end times we live in. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. In righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. How do we war against all this? We preach the word. Instant, in season, out of season, we reprove, we rebuke with all long-suffering of doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We pray against it. We put our armor on, and we war against it. We tell the truth to people. We get out gospel tracts. We preach the word of God. We warn those of the spiritual deception that is out there. We warn people to take heed to their ways. We warn people to repent and believe the gospel. We pray and seek God's face. We live a separated and a holy life unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. We live for God every day of our lives. We stand for the faith. We stand true in the faith. And we love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's what we do. And we love God, and we always submit to him and to his word and to what he says. That's what we do. That's what God wants. That's how we fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. We live this Christian life one day at a time. That's what we do. Yes, no one can sell their soul to Satan. It doesn't belong to them anyway, in that sense. When somebody says that somebody can't be saved because they sold their soul to Satan, that's not true. Anyone can be saved by the grace of God. Oh, do I have that on there? Anyone can be saved by the grace of God. Anyone can be born again by the Spirit of God, by repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we're told to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity into the obedience of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are to We are to draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to us. To cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Resist the devil. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That's what we have to do. We have to hold up the word of God as our standard. Amen? All right. Well, listen, I'm about done here today. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 43 years old. I know I'm getting old. It's a lot, Luke. How old are you? 18. Man, I remember when I was 18. That was a long time ago. So, we'll praise the Lord for that. Birthday tomorrow. And then, well, we'll be next week I'll broadcast at least Monday and Wednesday. I might broadcast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm not sure yet, but I might do that. And then Thursday morning we're taking off, and we'll be on the road for vacation. We'll be gone for about, what's that? Yeah, we'll be gone for about 12 days and or so, something like that. And hard to believe, I'm 43. Hard to believe that. But we thank God for all that he's done for us. So, and you pray for one another. Pray for us. I'm going to take the day off tomorrow and just spend time with the family and get prepared for our trip. So I got to go out and buy some supplies and things for our trip to get ready and all that good stuff. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow, spending time with the family. So, and then, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll probably record at least Monday and Tuesday. We'll see how it goes. And, we'll try to have, I think I might get back into the charismatic movement. I'm not sure. I think I might. Because if we open it up, it's going to ooze, so we might have to open it back up. It's going to leak, and it's going to stink. But if we don't open it up, it won't get better. It'll just stay bitter. So, we're good. We're excited about vacation and getting away. I need some time off and kind of to rest my brain a little bit and all that good stuff. So it'll be a blessing to do that and kind of look at some scenery. You're going to go to the Smoky Mountains, look around there, and it'll be good for that. And look forward to being able to kind of get away and have a good time with the family and everything like that, and concentrate kind of on my wife and my children to give them my undivided attention for a while, which is good. You know, it'll be a blessing to be able to do that. So we'll be off for about 12 days. It'll almost be about 2 weeks, I think. Let's see. No, it'll be Thursday. Well, no, Wednesday. Yeah, it'll almost be 2 weeks. I'll come back and probably do a broadcast that Monday. Probably do a broadcast that Monday. So we'll see when I get back. Hypnotism, mind control, creeping. I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks, Carl. I appreciate the prayers. Yeah, please pray for us. I appreciate that. I was speaking about a regular person. Yeah, anybody that says they sold their soul to the devil can be saved by the grace of God still. No. If God turns you over to reprobate mind, you won't care if you're saved. Vicky asked the question, if God turns you over to reprobate mind, can you still be saved? No. The Bible says you're reprobate silver, you're rejected. That's what the Bible says, that you're rejected silver. So yeah, I know it's pretty graphic, that video, but I put it at the end, and that's kind of a good thing that it's all the way at the end. So, you know, right. There's a difference in reprobate minds. A reprobate mind is rejected of the Lord. It's rejected silver. That's what reprobate means. So, yeah, they're not able to be saved after they're given over to that. They don't want to be. They don't care if they are after that. They're done. They don't care. Wow, what a good broadcast today. Had a lot of people on there. Had up to 125 people on there, maybe? 130? Yeah. Wow, praise the Lord. Well, good deal. So lots of people came on and calls out celebrity conversions as dangerous. What does that mean, that comment, I guess? I don't know what that means. That I call them out as dangerous? Well, I think a lot of them are dangerous.
Is it Hulk a Christian now?
Yeah, I saw a video of Hulk Hogan saying he was a Christian. Trump. Andrew asked me about birthdays. I don't see anything in the scriptures against it. I don't think you have to celebrate one if you don't want to, but the Bible does talk about teaching us to number our days and talks about numbering our days and count our days. And the Bible does honor the hoary head. It honors the older man, the age. And God recorded the ages of men, it seemed like, for, you know, as we see through the scriptures. Right? So God taught us to number our days and told us to number our days. He did number the years of his people. There's no mandate that you have to do it, that you have to celebrate it. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it in that sense. Let's see. Yeah, I can't unsee that video. Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's good to understand. It's good to understand what's out there. I know it's graphic, and I debated whether I was going to show it or not, but you know what? I think people need to understand where this is going, where these people want to take this. That's where they want to take this. That's what's in their hearts. And by the way, that's much more mild than a lot of haunted houses and a lot of horror videos. So, anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. So you all have a good night and a good weekend, and we will talk to you all on Monday, Lord willing.